defining the morning papers is how defining the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's how defining on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We're with you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Friday, the 26th of January, 2007. On today's program, I have Dar Jamail coming on, hopefully here in a few minutes. Hopefully, my producer's going the no neck on me here. So we'll hear from him in a few minutes here. I got off the phone with Dan Pilla yesterday. One of my people did. On his Freedom Calendar, the Freedom Calendar 2007, you might have heard the ads on the network. Well, I think this is an important tool for people to have. These calendars normally sell for 15 apiece. You can buy quantities of these things. One for 15, two for 25, five for 45, and he gives discounts. But a thank you to our listeners out there. What I'd like to do, if you purchase any products on this network, like aronizers, a radio, water filtration, anything like that, what I'd like to do is send you out one of these Freedom Calendars. And it's really neat. If you've never seen one of these, ladies and gentlemen, it's educational. It's an ideal gift for freedom, educational. The kids love this stuff because they get to read every month. Different things that are on this, like the First Amendment, Second Amendment, quotes from the founders, Black's Law Dictionary on Posse Comitatus. I'm just reading from February here. Just many different things. And this is an outstanding calendar. $15 normally these things are, but I'm not done yet. We also have in stock the Bill of Rights Handbook. Now, this is not to be confused with the Citizens Rule Book. That's put out by Witten Printers. This was actually done by Mike Brown. And don't confuse him with Ed Brown, but Michael Brown. So we're going to include that. This normally is $5. And I'll tell you what it's got in it. It's got a bunch of neat stuff in it. For those of you out there that really aren't up on the law, like some of these people have been on this program, well, let me just give you a hint here about the table of contents. It tells you about the Bill of Rights, the background and the purpose. It goes through the First through the Tenth Amendment, the explanation of proposed statute and modifications required, Bill of Rights Restoration Act, current statute modifications, why we need the Bill of Rights Restoration Act, on and on and on. This thing is 141 pages long, and like I said, it normally sells for $5, and it's a condensed book. I don't know the size of this thing. I would say it's like 3.5 by 5 inches, kind of a pocket kind of a deal. So we're throwing that in also. So you get a calendar, you get the Freedom Calendar 2007. It's Reliving America's Heritage. It's the 18th edition. This is the 18th year for it. And the Bill of Rights Handbook, $20 value. If you buy a radio, an aronizer, water filtration, this is educational material. Very, very well done. Very nice presentation of history and facts. We're going to take the break. We'll be back on the other side. We'll continue to endeavor to pursue Mr. Daryl Jamal. He's sometimes hard to get hold of. We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wild-crafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. I'm going to tread some water here for a few minutes to see if we can get out of Dar Jamail. And if you would, Mr. Producer, before you make that call, Mr. Producer, before you make that call, why don't you hit that visitor from the past for me? Okay. This is something, ladies and gentlemen, we played years ago, but I think it's worth listening to again. Thelen Pawks, Visitor from the Past.
I had a dream the other night that, well, I didn't understand. A figure walked in through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low to me, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we'd hoped you'd always keep. But tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun. Permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent. although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate, and your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press, and you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number. You've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt. Put men of God in jail. Harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he'd vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you were asleep and wondered what remains of the freedoms he'd fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave, "Is this still the land of the free and home of the brave?" God bless you, and God bless this republic.
That was written by Thalen Paulk. He was from Michigan. And we got a copy of this. This was actually read by an Arizona State Patrolman. I don't know exactly what they call them out there. Some of them are like California has CHIPS, the California Highway Patrol. Texas has DPS. Michigan's got State Police. But he was a police officer, state police officer, whatever they call them in Arizona. And he had called me up and sent me a copy of this. This is the first time that it had ever been aired anywhere. And it actually aired on the intelligence report years ago, back in 94. So that's been, 13 years now. Visitor from the past. It says it all. By the way, that we've picked that out to be the bumper music or the opening salvo, if you will, for Ed Brown, that's going to be on this network starting Monday until further notice, until he resolves his situation. I'm hoping he'll stick around after he gets his problems straightened around over there in New Hampshire. I hope that he'll stick around on the network. I think it's an outstanding. The victims make the best advocates, okay, for change. And Ed Brown, you're familiar with his story. So he will be on this network from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time starting Monday. And that will run Monday through Friday. And I'm going to give him some help with this. He's never done a radio program before. I'm not going to co-host it with him. It's going to be him and the audience and his material and whomever he wants to bring on the air. And we're providing that service to him, production and shortwave and all of that. We're not asking for anything on this deal. This man has stood up to the Infernal Revenue Service, the federal courts, all these black-robed horrors that wanted to slam dunk us, ignore law in this country, and penalize us for just standing up. So you'll want to tune into that starting Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time on 12.180 shortwave, and of course it'll be on the satellite, on the internet, and it will go out wherever this network goes out to. And I understand there's been some programming changes out there in Radioland, especially for you people in Texas. We're remedying the situation as we speak. That's all I'm going to say at this point. All right, without further ado here, I'll tell you what, let me take, since it took a little while to get Darge Mail out here on the line, let me take this one call. He wanted to call in for a reason. Rick in Nevada. Hello, Rick.
Yes, sir, I did.
Yes.
The Stennis is steaming to the Persian Gulf and will be in place to help attack with the Eisenhower, Iran. That will happen by March. And if we don't stop it, it will happen. And I suggest that it can be stopped with a sustained siege across the United States of every office in every major city held by Congress critters, senators and representatives, and a sustained siege surrounding the Capitol in Washington, D.C., until the Bush administration, not just Bush, but Cheney and Rice and the other cabinet members culpable, don't let them out of the Capitol until that job is done. They are impeached, convicted, and jailed.
That's where they need to be. And as I said before, sir, not just on 9/11 issue, not just on Iraq, but we could nail George and the crew just on the North American Union shenanigans he's been pulling, the media has been covering up. There's three Mac Daddies right there that we can nail him with.
Well, your guests yesterday were excellent, and they inspired me to do this thinking. And I believe that if you have the kinds of numbers necessary, this can be done. In a town my size, which is a 500,000 or so, you ought to be able to muster 10,000 minimum. And in bigger cities, you ought to be able to muster a few 100,000. And you surround all of those offices of the Congress critters in their respective home cities, and you lay siege, I don't mean violent siege, but you surround the Capitol in Washington, D.C., and you're going to need millions to do it. 2-3 million minimum.
Well, something's going to break here, and hopefully it will be soon. What we need to do, Rick, is to have people stop quaking in their boots, stand up for what they know is right, and proceed from there. I mean, this...
I thank you for what you're doing.
All right, well, we're going to keep doing it. There are those that are working against those aims. They have been for a long time. We've got the New World Order group out there that would like to see us all swinging in the wind out there. But it is us, with the truth and with the law on our side, that will turn the tables on them.
I'll be out of town for a week, but when I get back into town here in Reno, I'm going to put my feet where my mouth is and get out there and start that surrounding business in my own local Congress Critters office.
Well, Rick, I'll tell you what. Why don't you call into the office next week, and we'll give you some time on the air so you can fully relay what you're doing out there and how you can help maybe organize other people to do the same things. We'll give you some air time to get your ideas out there.
I appreciate that.
Okay, Rick, I appreciate your call very much.
Take care.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll tell you what, we got a long way to go, folks, a long way to go. These people have been at this for a number of years. It's not going to happen overnight, but it starts with your commitment. It starts with you putting your foot down and saying, I've had enough. I've had enough of the shenanigans. I've had enough of people that seem to get sidetracked on different issues that, well, I don't want to jump down that rabbit hole, but there's some people out there that aren't thinking real clearly, and it is time now to start uniting the forces out there. You know, personalities don't have anything to do with this. Egos don't have anything to do with it. When you're in a war footing, you don't take time to pick the fly stuff out of the sugar bowl. You just either go without sugar or you eat the fly stuff or the flea stuff, if you know what I mean. So I think people need to reorient themselves as to what exactly our missions are here in this country and then stick to it and get rid of all the other falderal and the foolishness. We have Dar Jamil online. We will bring him up right after this break, ladies and gentlemen. We shall be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started?
All right, folks, we are back. And from what I understand here, there's been some programming change in Central Texas. Republic Broadcasting Network will be heard on 96.3 24/7. So you're going to hear a lot of programming you never had a chance to hear before, and we're very appreciative and grateful for it. Dyer Jamail, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good, John. Thanks very much for having me again.
You've made a few radio rounds today. I've heard you on a couple of different shows today.
Yeah, it's been a busy day, another day in the information war trenches.
This is not good. You heard a caller that called in from Nevada. He said the Stennis is going to join up with the Eisenhower, and we're going to have, what, four carrier groups in the Straits over there?
That's what I've been seeing myself, too. It's very, very worrying. That coupled with the other disgusting event, which I would imagine you've heard of, that people like potential presidential candidates for 2008, people like Rudolph Giuliani from New York, John Edwards, the Democrat, John McCain, all over at a city in Israel, drumming hard on the drum of war, trying to prepare the Israeli people for war that seems almost certain to come now with Iran. So full court press on the propaganda front, coupled with hard physical evidence of the battle groups moving into position. And I'm going to be shocked if we don't see this thing kick off within just the next few months.
Well, and any indication here, they've been we've been real busy here in Somalia, supposedly going after Al-Qaeda. And, of course, the first bombing run they made there, they didn't score their target, but I sure did see a lot of collateral damage. And Somalia, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have your world map sitting right in front of you, that juts out. Somalia juts out right into the entrance of those straits over there that lead up to Israel. So strategically softening things up for their entrance into the straits in March, maybe?
I think so. I think that's a very, very good analysis, actually, because another thing to keep in mind when the military carries out these strikes, as they just did in Somalia, and say that it was against supposed Al-Qaeda targets, this is the same propaganda that they use in Iraq when they bomb civilians repeatedly and say it was supposed insurgents, supposed terrorists. We don't know who these people are that they're bombing in Somalia. They could be Iranian-backed strategic sites there. We just don't know, or other people friendly to Iran's goal in that region. So I think without a doubt it is certainly related to events, not-so-distant future events regarding their attack, their planned attack on Iran.
Well, we just went into, what was it? Was it Iran and bombed the embassy in, it was in northern Iraq. It was actually the embassy for Iran, was it not?
It was a consulate in Erbil, a city in Kurdish-controlled north that was raided just the other week, and five Iranian diplomats detained by the U.S. military. And then to follow that up with a story that was just broke today, that the White House has reportedly issued orders that GIs in Iraq have basically open season and free rein now to kill or capture any Iranians that they find.
I've been watching this since the last time I had you on. Of course, we know we had our little midterm elections here. We have more good Congress critters, and I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek. We have Democrat-controlled Senate, Democrat-controlled House. I don't know if you watched George Bush's speech the other night, but this is not good. The country, over almost approaching 85% of this country, not just on the handling of Iraq and Afghanistan and this whole foray into the Middle East, but overall, the lowest numbers, I think, since they've been taking polls on presidents, the overall job approval rating for George Bush is absolutely through the floorboards. And this man, along with Congress, which the Democrats are trying to put on a good show here, talking about maybe cutting off funds, well, let's do a joint resolution here that has no power and effect for anything, but just telling the president that we don't approve, and, well, we might do something with the funding or whatever else. This has to stop. Many people breathe a sigh of relief. They didn't like George Bush. They didn't like the war in Iraq. They didn't like him threatening and rattling the sabers on Iran, possibly Syria, and who knows else in the Middle East. This arrogant man is proceeding, and Congress is doing nothing to stop him.
I am as angry, I think, about all of this, particularly about Congress and the so-called Democrats acting as a so-called opposition party. I think I'm as angry as you, John, and when I have been giving lectures recently, oftentimes there's a quite large contingent of anti-war types there who oftentimes tend to be supportive of the Democrats, and I've been being asked consistently since the midterm elections, well, things are going to get better now. We have a democratically controlled Congress. We have Nancy Pelosi, who voted against the war, and I try to make it as clear as I can. Look at where these people's campaign contributions come from.
That's right.
From the same people, to put it shortly, with very vested Israeli interests. So guess where this policy is going to head?
All right. We got to take this break here. We'll be back. We'll open up the lines also, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
...800-313-9443 is the call-in number. My guest today, Dar Jamal. And evidently, things in Iraq are starting to heat up. George Bush once... And they were floating all kinds of numbers out there, Dar, as to the amount of troops that they needed for this surge, I guess, against the insurgents. But commanders on the ground over there are going, this is not going to help anything. We've got a full-blown civil war going on in Iraq right now. And you just did an article the other day on this, on the southern Iraq tribes joining armed resistance. What's going on over there?
Well, that is right. One thing before I get into that, I want to give a little more background and contextualization for this so-called surge of 21,500 troops, which were already being deployed into Baghdad before Bush even made that announcement. But I want to frame that with a story that has been in the works that was just reported today by the Associated Press. I'm sorry, yesterday by the Associated Press. And it's a story, it was in Forbes magazine, ran it along with other outlets, but it basically shows that right now in Iraq there are negotiations going on between Exxon and Chevron with members of the Iraqi parliament as to who gets the awarded the project to build a $3 billion petrochemical plant in southern Iraq. BlackRock. It's going to be either Exxon or Chevron. Both companies, of course, with very, very strong ties into members of the Bush administration. Keep in mind, Condoleezza Rice used to be on the board of Chevron for numerous years. Exxon speaks for itself with other members of the Bush administration. That is happening right now today. The primary concern of Exxon and Chevron when they're talking about this contract is security. What better security force than already have 150,000 U.S. troops, add in another 21,500, and get ready for further escalation?
We know their game plan over there. They've been building bases all over the place over there. They pulled out of Saudi Arabia. We have our extracurricular boys over there right now trying to topple the Saudi government. Anybody, and Dar, if you would, in regards to Israel over there, if you would, explain to the listeners, please, why this is so important for Israel to have the entire Middle East changed. I mean, regime change, and at the point of a gun or missiles, what have you. Why is this so important for Israel to reshape the Middle East?
Well, if the Israeli government is hell-bent on this policy of exterminating the Palestinians, exterminating their hopes of a real Palestinian state, and, you know, the Arab world isn't just going to sit by and watch this happen. So, you know, when the bully in the playground, and I call them that because they're the only nuclear power in the Middle East, they have well over 300 nuclear weapons. They have the largest fleet of F-16s outside of the United States, of course, provided by the United States government. They have billions in dollars of U.S. aid flowing into them every single year, unbridled political support to do whatever the hell they want to. And yet they go on with this hellish policy of persecuting the Palestinians just as the Jewish people had suffered so much under Hitler. And we have a situation where with this going on and the Arab world being outraged and, of course, violence starting to be retaliation starting to attack, so Israel in this bully posture feels that their only solution is to go ahead and redraw the map of the Middle East and eliminate anything that could potentially be a threat to them. Key on that agenda for the government of Israel was the elimination of the regime of Saddam Hussein. It wasn't long ago at all. I think I talked with you about it last time on your program, that Prime Minister Ehud Olmert of Israel announced that he was very happy and proud of George Bush for removing Saddam Hussein, that definitely helped increase the security of the state of Israel, which is, of course, not true. It's made Israelis far less safe than ever before. And then they're doing the same thing with Iran. Now with Saddam out of the way, he's been hung, and the grotesque displays of that across the media flashed all over. Now it's time to set the sights on Iran, start manufacturing the same fake propaganda that Iran has nuclear weapons. They're about to get them, even though the CIA estimates that it's going to be as many as 10 years before they have even one small nuclear device that could be used as a weapon. So I think that's really the basis of it. Israel thinks they have to basically take on everyone in the region that their existence depends on it, rather than pursuing a different policy like something a little bit more fair and equitable with the Palestinian people, and using diplomacy instead of waging wars like they did against the people of Lebanon last summer.
Well, and if we really look at this, as far as Israel and the Palestinian situation goes, and later on in the program, this is quite lengthy. I know that you know of Benjamin Friedman. Benjamin Friedman was one of these people. He was born back in the late 1800s, and he died, I think, about 30, 35 years ago. I'm not sure of his death. He was around when Kennedy was still around. But he was one of the insiders. He knew of the coup in Russia. He knew who pulled this thing off. He knew what was going on inside of Germany during World War One. A lot of this stuff is coming to light right now, and it's not boding well, because we have been told that we must be friends with Israel. And what Israel literally did through this Balfour Declaration, they went in and occupied an already occupied land named Palestine. Now, the Palestinians had to give up a certain amount of land, and ergo, the state of Israel. Well, that wasn't good enough for Israel. they are now occupying what is left of the Palestinian country over there, the Palestinians, and they're walling these people off. They're playing games like, oh, we're withdrawing from the Gaza Strip, and it's all fol-de-rol. The people that have been damaged by this are getting the short end of the stick, and we're still supporting those that are killing and maiming people that are occupying literally their country.
Without a doubt, and I'm really glad that you bring this up and highlight it so well, because as the Palestinian scholar, the late Palestinian scholar Edward Said said, the problem is in the Middle East is Palestine, and meaning the problem is not Palestine specifically, but the situation with Israel doing everything that we've just spoken about. And until there is some sort of fair, just, equitable solution to this problem, there will be no peace in the Middle East. That this is the epicenter of all the instability and violence, and it is in a worse state today as far as what Israel is doing to the Palestinian people. Their goal is nothing short of total liquidation of a Palestinian state. They want to basically evict the people who were there long before them. As you said and outlined very well, it was a Zionist group in Europe in the early 1900s that had designs on creating a state of Israel right in that area, and started making it so that people would be shipped over there as quickly as possible. And then fast forward to today, they're not just content with those borders or the 1967 borders for the state of Israel. They want the whole pie, and they're going for it with unbridled support from this administration, and there's certainly not going to be any opposition from the Democratic Party, who the majority of the people, the Democrats, both Congress people and senators, the vast majority of their funding comes from big, powerful, very wealthy Israeli lobby groups.
And we're seeing the propaganda campaign, especially with Ahmadinejad. Ahmadinejad, to me, has more appeal than George Bush ever had on his best day. He doesn't seem to be a man that is threatened that much by the United States, but he's making a stand, and he just had a Holocaust, what has been termed in media as a Holocaust denial meeting over there. And just yesterday, or I'm sorry, today's Friday, the day before, Prime Minister David Cameron, he's the leader of the Conservative Party, in jolly old England. Well, he was at the World Economic Forum in Davos, and he repeated this wipe Israel off the map. This is supposedly what Ahmadinejad said. That's not what Ahmadinejad was saying. What he said was the regime occupying Jerusalem must vanish from the page of time. That is the direct translation to that. And what he's in reference to is the Zionist control of Israel and the Knesset and the Likud parties and whatever else we've got going on over there. He's not saying any more than when Churchill came out and said that, you know, Germany's going down. He was in reference to Nazi Germany, not the German people as a whole. And this was the gist of his statements on this. And this went worldwide and twisted inside out and presented like, here's another madman. You see, ladies and gentlemen of the world, we've got to get rid of another dictator.
You're exactly right. And that's the exact same propaganda that we saw around Saddam Hussein just leading up, in the lead up to the invasion of that country of Iraq, where Saddam Hussein, of course, the so-called journalists of this country and the corporate media, conveniently overlooked the fact that that man would have never existed in a position of power in Iraq if it weren't for the CIA-backed coup that brought him into a position of power in 1968, the unbridled U.S. support of Saddam Hussein as he carried out some of his worst and most brutal atrocities as dictator, of course, with full knowledge and backing by the U.S. government as this was going on. None of that was brought up. Instead, it was Saddam's the bad guy, the butcher of Baghdad, the evil tyrant. Let's put his image up there on the TV and put a big target on his forehead. Same thing with the president of Iran, his words being twisted around, conveniently omitting the facts, many of the very, very important ones which you just laid out. And, you know, it's really not a surprise. The corporate media is doing its job as a lapdog press. They're not being journalists whatsoever. And this is why this administration continues to be relatively effective in whipping people into a frenzy, people thinking that Iran actually already has a nuclear weapon, we have to go in there. This same type of mindset that manufacturing consent that has to happen before a major military operation like the one about to begin over there can be carried out. And I'm still leery. The one thing I am kind of waiting on pins and needles for is what else will happen here in order for them to justify this attack, because politically this is a lame duck president. He's dead in the water. The polls are, as you said, through the toilet for him. But I think at the same time that makes him very dangerous. He has nothing to lose. He can just go for it. And I think the question is then, do they manufacture some other crisis here at home in order to go ahead and manufacture the rest of the consent they need to go ahead and start dropping the bomb?
I saw the interview that took place a couple of weeks ago on, I believe it was 60 Minutes, and the arrogance of this man, because the question was posed to him. I forget the reporter that was doing the story, but he posed the question to Bush in talking about his poll numbers, and he says, does that bother you? And he shook his head and he goes, no. And what we're talking about here is just not a president that has made some mistakes. We've had presidents that have made mistakes before, but one might classify them as being collusionary or underhanded or whatever the case may be. But suffice it to say, we've had presidents that have made mistakes. Everybody has been telling this man, everybody on planet Earth, our former allies, which I'm not quite sure they're our allies anymore, people in our own military, people in the Pentagon, the generals on the ground, I don't care if it's political leaders of countries, Ahmadinejad, whomever it is, have been all saying basically the same thing to this guy, as well as the bulk of the American people. But yet he continues, and this is going unabated. He's got more help. He's eliminated Congress in this deal. He, going into Iraq, we waged war on a sovereign country without the consent of Congress, which is unconstitutional. It is unlawful, illegal, whatever you want to say. Now they're playing patty cake with this guy, threatening to maybe not give him the expenditures for this, that, or the other. Oh, that's all fine and dandy. Number one, they've already abrogated their responsibility. Their responsibility, not his, theirs. This guy can say, I want to start a war with anybody on planet Earth, but if it doesn't cut the mustard in the Congress and in the Senate, it doesn't happen. But that was bypassed. They gave this ascended king the power of the military for preemptive wars any place on the face of this planet. But he's having more help than just the ineffectualness of Congress. He's more smug than that. There's more power behind this than what people are aware of.
Well, you're exactly right, and that power is clearly corporate power. That when we have a man who has such disregard for the Constitution of this country, for the well-being of the citizens here, the well-being of the people of Iraq, or anywhere else, of any average human being anywhere on the planet, in effect, and it's because it's not just that he doesn't care that he doesn't have to any longer answer to Congress or the government or abide by the Constitution, let alone international law. It's because he knows that as long as he has the corporate backing that he does, that that's really the people he's concerned about making upset. And as long as he doesn't make them upset, he's happy. The profits are rolling in. Dick Cheney's personal stock portfolio has increased 4,000% in value since the Iraq War began. Halliburton stock is up 400%. Lockheed Martin, Boeing up 300% apiece. I mean, these are the people he's concerned about. It's clearly not about the average person in this country. And the faster more people can be made aware of that until his corporate allegiances and him simply being a corporate puppet, not acting in anyone's best interest aside from those corporations, until more people get very, very clear on that's what's going on here, it's difficult to change the situation.
And I don't mean to offend the listeners out there, but it doesn't carry the same weight when you kind of make it palatable to a general listening audience. But several months ago, and this was on the issue of Guantanamo Bay, it was on the issue of detainees, there was a lot of things involved. There was a lot going on in the media about it. A lot of pressure was being put on Bush. And it was actually Capitol Hill Blue, Doug Thompson, that reported this, because he got this straight from somebody that was in this meeting in the Oval Office. And my apologies out there, but like I said, it doesn't carry the same weight. We have a man here that is in total disregard of law, total disregard of the Constitution, total disregard of worldwide opinion, let alone the American opinion, the people he's supposed to be president of. And when you have a man with such disdain that makes the statement about the Constitution, I don't care about the Constitution, it's just a goddamn piece of paper. This man is dangerous. He must go.
Without a doubt. I think that statement really sums it up, that he would have such disdain for the Constitution of the United States as to call it that. It's clear that there is only one solution, is that he needs to be removed immediately. He needs to be impeached, tried for the war crimes he's responsible for, and put to jail at the very least.
At the very, very least. I'd like to be one of the jurors on that trial. 800-313-9443 will roll your calls directly after this break.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sorry about that, folks. I was on an emergency phone call there. Let's go to the phones. Carrie in Louisiana. Thanks for holding, sir.
How are you doing, Mr. Stattmiller?
Good, sir.
Good, yeah. I was wondering if y'all heard about the four U.S. soldiers that were kidnapped in Iraq, and they found three of them already dead with gunshot wounds to the head, and the other one was fatally wounded with a gunshot wound to the head.
Was this about 3 days ago?
I thought it was from today. I could be wrong.
Okay, I didn't hear. I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah, it's about as foobar as you want to get over there. If they're kidnapping our soldiers, we're supposed to have the military upper hand over there, and if they're able to do that kind of stuff, we're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Been there.
We've been in the wrong place at the wrong time. Our foreign policy, as far as the Middle East is concerned, rolling in on the heels of the British, and most people don't know this. Of course, they're not going to tell you on your local talking news venue or your co-feared national host for these cable network shows. What they're not going to tell you is that the reason why you're looking at the Middle East the way it is right now is because of British intervention.
Exactly.
These people have had it up to their eyeballs with being screwed with for all of these years.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States has now taken up the gauntlet. We need to get out of there. It's just a question of when. I have no doubt that we're going to be out of Iraq if the American people want it. I think that will happen. But, Dar, as we were talking about earlier, what is this madman and his regime going to pull in order to see his game plan go through?
Well, that's exactly the point. I think that Iraq is unfortunately just one piece of this mad puzzle that these people are toying with. Not Bush, he's just the idiotic face of and smokescreen of these people. But the people like the Cheneys and Pearls and Wolfowitzes, Iraq is just a step. Iran and Syria are coming. And, of course, I think they'd be more than happy to see the entire region pulled into a regional war and go up in flames so they can begin redrawing boundaries to suit them and the corporate interests, particularly the oil interests in the region.
Straight out of the Project of the New American Century playbook.
Exactly.
Yep. Oh, listen, on a side note, Mr. Stattmiller.
Yes.
Have you heard about the flight data recorder analysis of Flight 77, the plane that supposedly hit the Pentagon, done by some commercial pilots over at Pilots for 9/11 Truth?
You know, I saw that story, and I was going to pick it up, and I was going to read that the other day, and it's still sitting here on my desk.
I emailed you a link to it, and if you want, I bought several of the DVDs. I'd be happy to mail you one.
Please do.
And you take a look at it, and what I'd recommend is that you contact Rob Balsamo over at Pilots for 9/11 Truth. He's a co-founder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, we don't know if the flight data recorder data is actually from anything like Flight 77.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is, the official story's got a lot of holes in it. A lot of holes in it. I mean,
Include that information when you send over that DVD to me. Include that information, and we'll get the man, and we'll put him on air.
Good. It's called Pandora's Black Box, Chapter 2.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
800-313-9443. We'll continue to take calls and more conversation with my guests today on this Friday edition of the National Intel Report. We'll be right back here with Dar Jamal, second hour coming up. Thank you.